This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We are coming to you live from our studios here in Keene, New Hampshire. It is Mark with you.
Derek.
And Jay.
Derek, welcome to the show. You're sitting in for Angie tonight. Angie's actually here in town. It's just that you are visiting. And tell people who you are.
Derek Slopey. Been around a little while.
Yep. Well, you
the epic story.
You run Agorist Hosting. You help with Bitcoin Not Bombs.
Yep. Phoenix.
You pretty much make Ernie's show occur to some extent or another.
More on the website.
Yep.
Yep.
There you go. So, thanks for sitting in with us.
Thanks.
And Jay, it's my understanding you had some adventures. Was it today or yesterday?
Monday.
Monday. Okay.
Actually, Derek and I took the adventure together.
How'd that go?
Actually, it went seemingly well. I was kind of impressed with the attitude of the tax collector.
Well, so, give me the rundown. What occurred?
Well, so I have been talking about how when I pay the taxes on the land, the home I bought, almost a year ago, that I want to voice, how I feel to the actual tax bureaucrat, to a tax collector. So I drafted up a letter. And I called it an objection to extortion. And I wrote it to the actual tax collector. And then
I
read it.
Let's make our case here on extortion first. So, a lot of people will hate the notion that taxes are theft. And I think extortion probably describes that form of theft a little bit better. It says the practice of obtaining something, especially money, through force or threats. All right. So when you get a tax bill, I think you can presume relatively easily that if you don't pay it, you will have your house taken from you at some point.
The question is, would you otherwise pay it?
Would you otherwise pay it if it wasn't for the force or the threat?
For the threat, would you pay it?
I think that most people would probably not pay it. But I think it's also relevant to say whether you consented to it or not, right? Like, so a company could, for whatever reason, let's say a company builds your house for you, and they say you're going to pay us in easy monthly installments for the next 30 years. And if you don't pay us in those easy monthly installments over the course of 30 years, we take the house back.
Right. That's not theft.
That would not be theft because you signed some sort of contract consenting to that.
Right.
Whereas with property taxes, it's kind of a different situation, right? You go there. I think people probably mostly know that they're going to have property taxes to pay. I will say that there was a point in my life when I thought that if you paid the house off, that you could get a allodial title to it and opt out of property taxes. That doesn't make me right on that point. It does, however, make me ignorant in entering into the situation with the tax bureaucrats. Somebody could say, well, that's a dumb thing to think. That might be true. But that doesn't mean that they can steal my house from me.
I mean, and that being said, I expect a tax bureaucrat to help me get my property off the tax rolls because I believe that it is her duty as a as an agent of the government to serve the people. And I think that there's got to be a remedy or something. Obviously, I don't know yet because I haven't figured it out, but I expect their help with it, and I'm going to keep on asking them for help because, as far as I'm concerned, that's their job.
Well, I hope they give you that help is what I hope. So going on, I think that basically it's pretty clear it's extortion. Let's not forget that the government can, the people in the government, some small section of the segment of the people in town, whichever town or city you live in, determine just how much they want to raise or lower taxes, and you've got to live with it. End of story. There is no other option.
Yeah.
They determine that amount. Now, this is the social contract that somehow or another we're bound to, even though we don't know anything about it, is that you make no rules, We make rules. You follow the rules. You abide by the rules. You obey the rules. And if you do not, remember, you consented to the rules.
The contractor that built your house, who you owe money to, doesn't turn around and say 2 years later, oh, well, we're going to double that. And you have no input into it.
Right. If you had a house builder that built you a house for $1,000 or whatever the amount that I had previously said every month for 30 years. There's really no consent here, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing that even looks like consent here. So this conversation with the tax collector in your town, can you give me some kind of idea of what occurred?
I'll just read it to you if you like.
Sure, so I'd love to hear it.
We walked in there. Her name's Kim Johnson.
All right, Kim.
And I said, hey, Kim, I'm here to reluctantly pay these property taxes. She's like, oh, I had to pay my taxes, too. I know how you feel.
She probably chuckled because I believe that Kim does know what it's like. I believe Kim has to pay those property taxes, and I believe she doesn't like it. But, on top of that, to add to that, she gets a paycheck to kind of put these numbers in rows and add things up and make sure the checks get deposited and all that stuff. I don't consider her to be the enemy in these circumstances, but she's working for the enemy, whoever the hell the enemy is.
And the thing is she doesn't feel what she's doing is wrong or bad. This is just kind of like, this is the way it's always been. My mom did this. My dad, everybody just paid taxes.
Yep.
It's just what you do. And
they just keep going up.
But I wanted to explain in writing, because so many people complain about paying property tax. Everybody I know who owns land. I go, do you ever tell the tax bureaucrat? Oh, no. No, I don't say anything to them about that. When you mail them a check, do you give them a letter? Letting them know that this is extortion and what they're doing is, literally extortion. Oh, no. So I said, hey, can I record you? And she's like, yeah, that'll be okay. I just don't want my face on YouTube, she said. And first she said, what, you don't believe that the money won't go there? I go, actually, I have no disbelief in you and you doing your job. It's just governments in general. I don't trust them. And I also got a letter for you. I want to read you. And I gave her a public records request also.
I think it's worth pointing out that it doesn't matter where that the money goes to where they say it goes. I don't doubt for a second that these people put the money to where it is supposed to go. It's just that once you let go of the responsibility of your own money, then the next person doesn't take very much responsibility. If you're buying something for you with your money, you're going to have the highest level of responsibility for your money. If you're buying something for someone else with your money, well, you're probably unlikely to get exactly what they want, but you're buying a gift and so, you're getting this done, right? This is a task you've got to do. You're going to get it done. If you're buying something for yourself with somebody else's money, you're liable to buy something that's a little nicer than what you would buy for your own, but it's a gift and you're going to do that. This is what, grandma gave me $500 or $100 or $50 or whatever, and I'm going to buy this thing because this is what grandma would want me to do. Now, if you're buying something with someone else's money for someone else, this is the lowest level of accountability when it comes to money. There's just no way to describe how unaccountable the people who put together the schools, the police departments, or anything like that in towns. And those are two big, sinks as far as money goes. I don't think police departments come even close to the schools. But regardless, let's talk about school for a second. Not to say the kids don't need education, but do they need how much is spent on them? Because in many cases, private schools in a given town or given region are less than the amount spent per student.
Well, on the tax bill I got, the total mill rate is 33.
Okay.
So it's 33.
That's 3.3% of the house paid every year.
Basically, $33 in every 1,000.
Yep.
And like 20.08% of that, I believe, is a school. It's like about almost two-thirds.
Yeah.
Not quite. And I know, and so they say in the town I live in, that or the school district that covers that area, it costs about $20,000 a student to send them to school.
Yeah.
It's actually, I think, the highest in New Hampshire.
And that's hard to find, even in New Hampshire, where there's all kinds of preparatory schools and sleepover schools and things like that. It's hard to find a private school that costs $20,000 a year.
Yeah, somebody was saying that there's real good private schools for about $6,500, right local to where I am.
Yeah.
But you don't have any kids right now, Jay, so you're not you're paying for somebody else's kids. Right? And there's nothing on there that says where that money's going. It says schools, but if you got a bill from a contractor, it would say what that's for.
Yeah.
A lot of it is going to pensions.
And have materials. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
and Jay, but I got nothing in my headset.
No audio in your headset?
Oh, there we go.
Ian will take care of that. I got people for that.
Yes, you do.
The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Jay, we're talking about your adventures today, well, actually on Monday, with the tax collecting bureaucrat in your town. Before we go on, I want to tell folks about how, if they have a business, they can begin accepting Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies at their business. You got to help me take Bitcoin.com. If you got a retail business and you're looking for a solution for point of sale cryptocurrency acceptance, it's never been easier. Thanks to help me take Bitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. No paperwork, no approval process. It takes moments. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit helpmetakebitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. We get started now at helpmetakebitcoin.com. Bitcoin Cash, too, by the way. I usually use that one. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. And Jay, you're, so you were filming the tax collector lady.
Yep.
And she seemed amiable to the whole situation.
Yeah, I read her a letter.
But you have a letter that you read to her. What'd that say?
Okay. Well, I got it right here. It says, objection to extortion. Yep. I, Joseph Noon, a spirit-filled man, object to the extortion of real estate tax.
So what does spirit field mean? That's caught my attention.
Okay, well, I'm not a person, because a person is defined in law as a corporation, a trust, or other legal entity.
All right, so I get what that could be.
And then there is some stuff that goes back to the Vatican. I think it's Pope Aquinas Unum Sanctum.
Well, the good news is I don't know the name of any popes.
Yeah, and I might have said it wrong. I might have butchered that a little bit.
John Paul?
I've done some heavy-duty research, like pretty much my entire adult life on
freedom. You have.
How to try freedom, how to figure out why we're still chained down, bond down, still slaves, what those chains are that, you know, of bondage are that make us slaves still, why we don't have rights when we go into courtrooms, and blah, blah, blah. I've been working on this forever. So there's a passage some guys came across from this Pope Aquinas, Unum Sanctum, which means like one statement or something like that, or one sacred thing.
Okay.
And it says something like, the church shall have dominion over the human creature, but no man shall rule over the spirit-filled man.
Okay.
And the idea is that I'm a spirit-filled man, I'm not a person. I don't even like the term human being, because the 1828 Webster's Dictionary actually defines a human being as a monster that was formerly a man. And if you get into English common law, you know, the drunkards, the beasts of burden are to be regulated by the governments, essentially.
Okay.
Because, and also human beings is like wrapped up in there too, because it's, you know, fits one of these like, you know, unfit men or men that are monsters that were men or even beasts of burden.
So
it's
words,
all crazy stuff.
Yeah, so the premise is words are important. The government, that the people in the government claim that words are what give them power, right?
Well, like, according to their statutory construction manuals anyways, you know, words mean only certain things within their laws.
We have people who are listening right now who will say things like, well, if it's the law, then follow it until you can change it, suggesting that the words have, in and of themselves, are important.
And I suggest that these laws don't include me. They don't apply to me. They're not even laws, first off. They're statutes. Second, they're codes. They're not law. I mean, law is, as far as I'm concerned, the only law really is, you know, don't kill, don't steal, don't injure somebody. You know, but simple stuff like that.
So the Bible uses the term spirit-filled man or some religious documents or whatever. These governments claim their power, in many cases, from,
is over the person.
Right.
And actually the law.
They claim their power comes from the religious institutions or, well, you know, God or whomever. And then
they claim it comes from consent.
Well, they'll claim that too. But that one is demonstrably false, right? You know, if somehow I gave consent, I would draw it right now.
Right, but how many people actually did you go tell the government bureaucrats that you withdraw consent?
I told multiple of them.
Did you do it writing?
Like, no.
Did you put it on a record?
No, they never. No, I have not taken the time to do that because it seems like to me a waste of time.
So
but
I'm
curious what happens when you do it.
Right. So I did do that in 2013.
Yep.
I claimed my DNA.
How'd you do that?
I wrote a Paramount
just
claim of DNA.
Spit on a letter?
it was actually this guy, Curtis Richard Kallenbach. His website is curtisrichardkallenbach.xyz. Just start typing it into Google. It'll pop up. And he talks about, well, you got to let the state know. The presumption is that you're exercising the intellectual property of the state as far as he's concerned.
Okay.
Which is his name in all capital letters along with the date of birth. The date of birth is very, very important with all of this. And
it's one of the five things that really identifies you as a human being. So as a, entity, right?
Yeah, as an entity, as a legal fiction.
There's your face, right? Like people, I recognize your face. I don't remember your name.
That would be a biological identifier.
There's your name.
Name and date of birth are legal identifiers.
Date of birth, social security number, and like fingerprints. I mean, there's some, there's some things out there that are undeniably sort of you as far as the government's concerned. And date of birth is one of those ways that they do it. So, if there's two John A. Smiths standing before you, one of the ways to determine which John A. Smith is the one you're dealing with is to ask them, all right, I got a John A. Smith pulled up on my computer here, and both of you guys want the $1 million I'm going to hand out to the winning John A. Smith. Which one of you was born on January the 1st, 1970? Or whatever. I don't suppose you'd tell them. You'd ask both of them their birthdays because one of them may have them wrong. But whatever.
And
of course, in my case, I'd be screwed because I always give a fake birthday. So there's like three birthdays that could potentially be
that's
mine.
That's fraud.
Why?
Well, I was told that I had to give a date of birth to
whom,
judge.
Though?
By a judge.
How do you know
a judge. What your date of birth is? I have no direct evidence of my date of birth. I'm reciting something from memory that would be a crime if I recited it incorrectly. It's really not a good idea to even give it up.
Right, and that's the route I went. This was like 15 years ago. I was in court. I was like 19 years old, and my dad's like, well, you had me good and primed for this, and they want the date of birth, and we're just trying this because we're experimenting with stuff. So it was like one of these driving without a license charges, and I was like, they're like, what's your date of birth? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. If I answer that question, would I be committing perjury if it was not correct? And they said, yes. I says, well,
I have no direct knowledge.
I says, based on the evidence and the testimony given to me by the people who have told me about this alleged date of birth, they're compulsive liars. So the judge like, what do you mean they're compulsive liars? I go, well, they told me about this Santa Claus, and I had believed in Santa Claus for years. I believed in the Easter Bunny for years. I believed in a tooth fairy, and it all turned out to be false. So based on those incidents right there, I can't in good faith utter anything these people have to tell me under penalties of pain and perjury.
Right. I mean, the days that I get gifts are clearly a bunch of lies, so why would I believe this whole date of birth thing?
And it got thrown out of court.
Who benefits?
The state benefits.
The number 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
You know who likes being bossed around by a wife, girlfriend, or boss at work? No one. Living a life like that won't make you happy. There's another way to live. You can live a life where you have full financial and sexual freedom and do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today and with respect to the investigation. But in all fairness to Robert Mueller, he had nothing to work with.
President Trump speaking there. Now, the president did not mince any words over what he thought about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony. The president continues,
"You know, you can be a builder, but if they don't give you the right materials, you're not going to build a very good building. Robert Mueller had no material. He had nothing to work with. So obviously he did very poorly today."
House Minority Whip Republican Steve Scalise blasts Democrats for trying to impeach President Trump, saying there's more important things that they should be accomplishing on Capitol Hill.
I think most Americans recognize that the things that aren't being done are more important than watching what they're trying to do moving towards impeachment with no grounds for impeachment.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in. You can comment about Jay and his adventures at the tax collector's office here this week. And or anything else. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Derek.
And Jay.
Derek, thanks for joining us. Real quick, I want to tell you about Liberty stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. You've seen them inching up. You've done it yourself at a stoplight. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Sometimes I like to go there and just scroll through them because they're great.
There's some pretty good ones.
Yeah, libertystickers.com. So, Jay, you were at the tax collector's office, and I guess you read her this letter that you'd written her. I'll let you go through and get the early part here. And some of this has, some of your, beliefs that there's certain words that are important to these bureaucrats, and,
they're important.
I don't know if they are.
They're important to me.
Okay, great.
And, and my goal here is to build evidence.
Uh-huh.
To put evidence on the record, and this is also what I did to public records requests, or why I did the public records requests also. And I want to get all my evidence for months and months and months before I even make a claim or a statement like, hey, I'm going to sue you for all this money that I've given you under threat, duress, and coercion, for the past whatever years.
Right.
And I want it all back times three.
And I don't think that there's any doubt that most people are paying taxes under threat, What was it? Threat what?
Threat, duress, and coercion against my will and over my objection.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how I'm generally paying them. Now, I haven't gone so far as what you've done, which is to let them know. I figure they already know. But,
I don't think they do know.
All right, well, perhaps they need a letter.
and the letter needs to be on a record. I mean, what happens when a tax collector starts collecting, you know, letters where people are claiming they're doing this out of threat, duress, and coercion?
Probably nothing.
I mean, and they're all getting put on a record. And, you are right, maybe nothing. But people whine and complain about this all the time, but just never even utter a word of displeasure about paying taxes.
The government does seem to be very concerned with whether or not you've signed a given thing under duress. And that should include the check with which you pay your property taxes, I think.
Oh, they go crazy. Like, if you're ever in court and they want you to sign something, you just start writing under threat, duress, and coercion after your signature, and it'll rip it right out of your hands. we can't take it like that. You know, you need to sign it without, you know, putting this explicit statement. I mean,
yep,
and I've had a lot of courtroom experience with doing this because I don't ever sign anything unless I absolutely have to.
There's a lot of debate people have about whether, you know, taxation is theft or not. It has all the characteristics of theft if you analyze it logically, but people will still say, ultimately, well, it's because they need the money. And people that mug you in the subway may
probably need the money
because they're doing it because they need the money. They have to feed their families right. or whatever. That's still theft.
Need, the state's need, poor people's need, whatever need that you might be describing isn't a factor in whether or not something is theft. Whether I need something as much as the next person may need it isn't a factor in theft. It may be a factor in whether I decide to give it to them if they ask me for it. There are people who have asked me for stuff, and I've given it to them. There are people who have asked me for stuff, and I've not given it to them. And I make my decisions based on, you know, a bunch of different factors, and I'm happy to help, but I'm not going to help everybody. You coming up and asking isn't necessarily going to get me get my help.
If the mugger comes up to you and says, you know, give me your money or I'm going to take it from you, and you give it to him, you've still been robbed.
Yes, absolutely. It doesn't matter whether or not if the robber gives you a piece of paper that says, sign this or I'm going to shoot you, that's still robbery.
Right. I mean, one of the first elements of law that I can remember being learned is silence is consent. And so my father was always very, like, much about, like, if you don't want to do this, you need to say so. Don't just do it and then be angry at whoever asked you to do it, you know, because maybe you don't want to clean all 10 stalls today. You only feel like cleaning a couple of them or something. Tell somebody, and then there's going to be a renegotiation of your stall cleaning wage. And, like, I was like 8 years old cleaning my neighbor's stalls, and I'm like, I don't want to do all those stalls, you know, because we'd only clean them once a week, and it took me all day when I was a little kid, you know.
Sure.
My dad paid me $1 a stall. They paid me $1 a stall, but those stalls took like 10 times longer to clean. So he's like, oh, you got to tell the guy. Why don't you tell him? You know, and I just didn't want to, like, tell the guy no, you know.
Sure, sure.
And so
that's an important factor to learn as a kid.
So I was like, you know, I needed to get $7 a stall because they only got clean one day a week. So, you know,
let's get back to that letter, see if we can get some of it read.
I, Joseph Noon, a spirit-filled man, object to the extortion of real estate tax. I do not consent to the real estate tax scheme. I am paying this extortion under threat, duress, and coercion against my will and over my objection. I am very aware that if I do not pay the extortion, real estate tax, that men with badges and instruments of death and torture will come to my home and force me off my land. I do not consent to be governed by the state of New Hampshire, the town of my town, or any other entity. I do not give permission to the town of my town of, my town tax collector.
you're editing here in order to not give up the name of your town, right?
Right.
That's good.
Town of my town, office of tax collector, state of New Hampshire, or any other entity. To convert the value of my property into any form of financial instrument, or to use my property in any form to prop up the bond rating of any entity, or to put an assessed validation on my property.
What is this bond rating?
So, when I kind of lived in Winchester, New Hampshire about 10 years ago, I say kind of, I used an address there, because I couldn't get a Massachusetts driver's license when I was a kid. so 20 years ago, actually. And I had a really nice conversation with a tax collector about registering a car. And the reason that you paid, and on a car they have what's called, right under registration, an assessed value. Or, and the word might not be assessed, but something value. So I asked her, you know, what was the relevance of this, and we just had a conversation, and she says, well, this is what the town uses the value of your car to prop up the bond rating. And the state uses the weight of your car to determine basically how much damage your car is going to do to the roads.
Okay.
So if you have a Peterbilt truck that weighs 80,000 pounds, it costs a couple $1,000 a year for registration, or your Honda Civic costs a 50 or 60 or a few hundred.
That makes a lot more sense than what they do here in New Hampshire, which
is... this is New Hampshire. This is Winchester, New Hampshire. I had a conversation.
Well, what they do is they base it on the sort of the newness, the value of the car.
Right.
So
that's the town side.
If you buy a Lamborghini or, you know, let's use a Rolls-Royce, because a Rolls-Royce isn't generally going much faster than any other car. Lamborghini has the ability to go faster. So we'll use a Rolls-Royce. I don't know. What's it cost? $250,000? Somebody's screaming at their radio right now. It's $350,000. I have no idea. I've never bought a Rolls Royce. I've never even been in the market to buy a Rolls Royce. But what is the Rolls Royce doing that's any different than any full size car?
It's going to be doing less damage than most heavy trucks, probably.
And certainly.
It's going to cost more. You're going to pay more for taxes.
So you pay two taxes when you register a car. You pay a town tax in New Hampshire and a state tax. The state tax is based on the weight.
Okay.
The town tax is based on the assessed valuation of the car.
I see.
The town uses that part to prop up their bond rating, is what the lady told me in Winchester, New Hampshire, 20 years ago.
So this bond rating is used how?
Is used, well,
I can speak to this a little bit. It's essentially the property taxes are income to the town, and if just like if you're a company and you have income and maybe you have some past due collections. If you have a lot of past due collections, your rating, your ability to borrow money is going to be lower.
Right.
And towns are the same way. If there's a lot of...
So they're trying to show we have assets.
Yeah, this is what our income is.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or you can use the Discord lines. I didn't even talk to you about those yet. But go to discord.freetalklive.com to check those out. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. I want to tell you about the amplifier program, and want to thank T. Hammond. T. Hammond is a gold amplifier, and you can find the different ratings for amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. I ask anybody who's listened to Free Talk Live more than, say, 6 months and believes in the ideas of liberty. I'm sure there's somebody who's been listening for a very long time who doesn't believe in the ideas of liberty, or at least most of them. And I guess I'll continue to give you a pass because you haven't figured it out yet, but whatever. But if you believe in the ideas and you listen for that period of time and you've got a job, I'm asking for $5 a month. And that $5 will allow us to reach more people with these ideas. That's why I believe that believing the ideas is important. Because if you don't believe in them, why would you want somebody to reach people with these ideas? I suppose it could be that Free Talk Live is very good at giving free speech to people who otherwise wouldn't have it. But either way, you go to amp.freetalklive.com. And sign up there, just like T. Hammond did. Thank you, T. Hammond, and thank you to anybody who goes and signs up today at amp.freetalklive.com. Jay, we're reading this letter of yours to the town tax collector that you read on Monday.
Yep.
Live. And, yeah, just pick up where you left off.
Well, just one more thing about the bond part. So there's a guy, he calls himself Steve Emerson, which is like a, I think it's a radio name or a pen name.
These are bonds that towns and cities
correct
kind of make. I mean,
if you go on YouTube and Google Bo and Rocco property tax, there's these guys, Bo and Rocco show, they do like a podcast. I don't really know if they do it much anymore. And Rocco Vanzetti or something is his name. He's actually from Colorado, and I forget where Bo's from. But they would do this podcast years ago. And they would do a lot of liberty-type things. And this guy, Steve, does a whole, like, it's like 15 different YouTube videos is one of them, or one of them is like, you know, an hour-long YouTube video. And it's just the audio. And the guy explains pretty good in Florida how they're actually doing a conversion to your land by putting an assessment on it.
What's conversion to my land?
They're doing a conversion to it. They're converting the value of your property into a financial instrument so the town can use it to leverage its bond rating, essentially.
It's pretty clear that that's the case. I mean, a town is an entity that basically functions like a lord from medieval times.
Yep.
They have land, and you will pay that amount for that land. It doesn't matter whether you're running, it doesn't matter whether you're running a business on it, whether you're running, doing personal stuff, whatever you're doing, if you want to keep the use of that land, you're going to have to pay the property taxes.
Sure. But the idea of the town doing this financial conversion to your land is actually some form of financial fraud. And conversion is some form of fraud, and this falls under conversion, and it falls under a few other things. And this is actually something I started learning about two, 3 years ago and studying a little bit about it. And as soon as I get my house, like, in order, physically, I get finished putting a roof on it and stuff, this is something I'm going to start diving back into and studying, because I really want to fight them based on only things that I can, you know, facts I can only prove.
Okay.
You know, otherwise, any you know, sovereign citizen theory or any of that stuff just doesn't work. You know, it needs to be solid things.
You had your house taken from you in Palmer, Massachusetts.
That's correct, because I didn't pay the property tax.
Right.
So, and that's another reason, I know very well that men with guns will come and kick me out.
Whenever you say you didn't pay the property tax, it's probably also worth pointing out that you worked for the fire department in that town, and the amount that they pay firemen in that town is more annually than the property tax was. So you more or less just didn't move money from one column to another. You refused to allow them to pay you the firefighter paycheck. And
so that statement's not 100% accurate.
Help me with it then.
So when I first joined the fire department, I wasn't even living in that house, that particular house. I was still living at home with my parents.
Okay.
But when I first bought the house, the first year's taxes were actually cheaper or less money than what the fire department salary would be for a call firefighter.
Okay.
The very last year, whatever the property taxes were, was a few hundred dollars more than the call pay for the firefighter. The firefighter salary didn't go up any in those several years I owned it, but the property tax went up. Oh.
So the difference is minimal.
Went up. It's pretty. In that time frame, it's actually about an even wash. But I just wanted to, I wanted to be on a fire department to help out. I mean, I consider that like a separate issue. I don't really care, the titles together, but that is a good point that you do make.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that think you deserve to lose your house if you don't pay property taxes, but it's really important for those people to understand.
You know what I say to those people? I say, oh, you think I deserve to lose my house because I didn't pay property taxes? I said, would you come to my house and put a gun to my face and demand I pay the property tax? And if they say, no, I wouldn't, then I would say you're a coward if you won't stand behind your beliefs.
Because that's what a cop will do, right. Ultimately.
Well, you're a coward if you'll go send bureaucrats to put a gun to your face. Just like these people who are like, oh, we need to go, kill those brown people over in the Middle East. I said, would you go do that? Would you go shoot them? And some of them say no. I said, well, you're a coward then if you feel that this war is necessary because you're okay with other people going over there and killing them, but you won't go do it yourself.
Well, you've got, as far as I'm concerned, you need to stand up for your beliefs. You're right.
Right. So, on with the letter. I want to make it very clear to you and your office that taxation is slavery. At the current extortion rate of $3,197 biannual, a minimum wage worker would have to work over 850 hours a year just to comply with this real estate tax scheme. I demand that my property be removed from the tax rolls. Notwithstanding the above, I look forward to working with you in your office to restore private property rights so we can figure out how to actually own our homes, not rent them from the state.
That's pretty much what's happening.
And that's the end of the letter.
If you're paying a property tax, and in the case of your town, it's biannual, right?
Yep.
In the case of my town, it's biannual in a lot of places. Sometimes it's annual, sometimes it's quarterly. It doesn't really matter the duration. If you're paying an amount in order to use a piece of land or a building or something like that,
yeah, it's not yours.
Functionally, right. What's the difference between that and rent? I mean,
well, they don't come and fix it for you when the roof starts leaking.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so it's worse than rent.
It's worse than rent. It's just it's a fee to be left alone. It's protection money. Hey, why don't you pay this, and then we'll not give you any trouble. How's that?
Yeah, your shop won't have broken windows anymore if you pay us,
Yeah, that's
all it is.
Basically what it comes down to when it comes down to property tax. And You know, I mean, I understand how people feel when they're like, well, we need to do this, so we need... What about the roads? Is always the argument. Who's going to pick up the trash? Who picks up the trash in your town?
Well, I have a dumpster that I pay for.
Oh.
In fact, that's one of the things I'm going to do in my town, is I'm going to actually put some articles forth, like getting rid of the town dump. Because...
Transfer station or dump?
Transfer station.
Yeah.
And I'm going to suggest that the people... who work in that transportation, they've all been working there forever. They all got these, you know, are going to end up with crazy pensions that I'm going to be forced to pay for. So I think there should be a vote to get rid of the town dump, and that the actual town dump and all of its assets get turned over to the people who work there and make them shareholders in that town dump somehow, kind of like your school idea. I think it would be a really good thing to try with a thing like the landfill.
I think that the...
I mean, the transfer station.
The transfer station. I think it's the biggest problem with that is that, you know, some people, when forced to pay to throw their garbage away, will find some place to throw it and not do it the sort of the right way. And I don't have a good solution, Jay. I really don't. But some people are going to be like, I've got to pay $20 a month to use this, or I've got to pay $5 a, you know, a dump.
They're paying a lot right now to use it because
they're forced to.
That bill's like, you know, that's a few hundred bucks of everybody's tax right there.
Agreed, 100%. But the thing is that they're sort of forced to pay that. And if they don't, then they get their house taken away from them. And that, I think, is, for me, when it comes to the transfer station, that's the single best argument for a town government, is some of these people will not throw their garbage in the right place. I mean, I found on my property, you know, a little dump that they've been using years and years ago. Now the bottles are worth something. And by the way, I don't advocate for this. I'm just saying, if the one thing we need government for is for transfer stations... Then, my God, how far have we come? We're in great shape. But I just don't have a good solution in my mind. I haven't been able to come up with the best way to get somebody to be responsible for their garbage. They tend not to be responsible for their garbage.
I think that's the bulk of municipal expenses.
Oh, no, by no means.
No, but I figured it would be a good minarchist experiment to just try it with the transfer station because
sure.
It is such a little part of it.
I think that turning it over to people to the people that work there is a great solution. I'd be curious as to how something like that would work, but I'll be willing to bet that somebody's going to dump their garbage someplace where they can't get found. Just a guess. What are your thoughts? 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.